Some call him the slot machine. Others call him Third and Renfrow. It's time for our weekly conversation with Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfrow. You're tuned into 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfrow, exclusively on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Welcome back, Scott Colbranson, Q Myers with Hunter Renfrow, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. And Hunter, what a way to go out of the season. You guys finish at 8-8. I know you fell short of your goal to make the playoffs, but man, this game went down to the wire. It was exactly just a copy of last year. You have to score the touchdown, and then you have to get the two-point conversion, and you do so. Talk about how you felt after that game as a unit to go out with this nice big win and then to fly home and enjoy it a little bit on your way back to Las Vegas.
Yeah, a little different than last year. A little different feeling coming home, but it makes you feel like at least something you did was worth it, you know? We were in same position last year, 7-8, going into the last game. Could go 7-9 or 8-8 and just had to finish the right way. And it came down to a two-point conversion just like it did last year, and this year we made it. So makes you feel like you did at least a little something extra, if nothing else. But it's good. I think it will give us some good momentum going forward, and that's what we need. We just need to keep riding momentum and keep getting better.
Hunter, how big is that? You know, just thinking about it, you got one game better than you did last year in your overall record, and a lot of Raider Nation are going to say, yeah, but, you know, should have been a 10-win team, 11-win team. I mean, I believe that myself. But how big is it to end with that win and at least see that there's a little bit of improvement? There's been, and you know you have more talent. It's just a lot of young guys, and you guys are still trying to all come together, but you're starting to see steps in the right direction.
Absolutely, and I think you nailed it on the head. I think we could have been a 10 or 11 win team as well and have a 10 or 11 win season as well. But we're close. We're getting better. We're just a few breaks here and there. But we just got to keep getting better. And you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You just continue pack on those blocks and you stepping stones and you just get better one day at a time, one season at a time, one victory at a time, one two-point conversion at a time. And so I think it was good for us to finish that way last night, or yesterday afternoon, whenever it was, but, good. And like I said, good momentum, and we're going to hopefully carry it on and build from it.
Yeah. Again, we're talking to Hunter Renfrow here on 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfrow, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. And Hunter, you know, this game, again, it was a little bit of a seesaw battle. A lot of people expected the Broncos, you know, again, for fans, they see this word tank and they think that there's professional athletes who actually go out there and don't try. And you know better. You went out there. You saw this Broncos defense really put up a spirited effort. Talk a little bit about what they were doing that frustrated you guys a little bit earlier in the game.
Yeah. They're stacking the box, you know. We only have so many guys that can block their defense. And when they stack the block, box by bringing safeties down, then it opens up some big throws like to Nelson Aguilar, to Brian Edwards down the field. And so anytime a defense wants to take the run away, you'll notice it by having those safeties creep up a little more, and instead of being 10 to 12 yards deep, they're 6 to 8 and they're ready for the run. And so you have some unblocked guys, and they were doing that early. But in the second half, we were able to get to some runs that helped us out, and we were able to hit some passes down the field that were able to loosen up the run. So it worked out, and that's why football is such a team sport, and everything builds off one another.
Hunter, we know that the NFL is a business, and of course, I'd never ask you to talk about another man's money and his business, but Nelson Aguilar is an upcoming free agent. You know, there's a possibility that he may get another deal from another team. How big of a deal would it be to bring Nelly back? Like, how much did he mean to the team in 2020, where you could build off of that with him another year moving forward?
Yeah, he meant a lot. He meant a lot out on the field, but he meant a lot in that receiver room and in that offensive room. Just the type of leader he is, how hard of a worker, how committed he is. I mean, he'd be in catching jugs at 5 a.m., you know? And so every morning, and he's always in there to get treatment and extra stuff, and that's what it takes to be a champion, and he knows that because he is a champion, won the Super Bowl with the Eagles, and so it's good to have a leader like that, first off, to be able to bring young guys like myself, Brian, Henry, up, him and Zay Jones do such a great job of leading our room, and and just his performance on the field as well. You don't just get that production back from anyone, and he's done a great job. He's worked hard, and I think he can have another great year next year, and that's what I'm going to try to recruit to him, and that's my sales pitch, and see if we can get him to stay because we'd love to have him.
All right, and then you got to keep texting Mike Mayock, right? You got to make sure, hey, Mr. Mayock,
yeah, work
Nelly
both ways.
In the room,
yeah,
would
definitely
you?
Work both ways. Yeah, exactly. It's not always the players. Who knows?
Yeah, but Hunter, the other thing too is, you know, you being in your second year is now over, and we've talked to you on this show over the course of the season about some of the other young guys in the room, and of course yesterday we saw Bryan Edwards finally hit pay dirt. The kid is such a big kid, and you've known him since you guys were young. Mm-hmm. Talk about what it was like to see him finally get that first NFL touchdown and have a nice performance yesterday.
Yeah, that's rewarding for him. Nelly got banged up a little bit, and so Bryan was able to show what he does. And he was really the guy coming into the year, and he got banged up in the Patriots game, and Nelly kind of took off. And so that was unfortunate for him. But he just put his head down. He kept getting better. And I think the dividends that he's paid this season will pay off in the future. Just how he prepared, how he worked. And you're able to see that a little bit come to light in the yesterday afternoon. But as he has a full off season now under Gruden's offense and be able to kind of digest things, and because he coming out of college, he just kind of came to training camp. We didn't have an off season last year, and so I'm excited for him to have that, and I think he's going to have a awesome year next year. I really do. He's a baller, and he's going to prove it.
You were the guy that was right there on the spot when he got that touchdown catch, and it was a heck of a catch. I mean, all hands from Bryan Edwards, but then he spun the ball right there in front of you. You picked it up. Did you tell him that, hey, this is your first NFL touchdown. You got to keep this ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't remember. I mean, Tyrell Williams did it for me because in the moment you're just excited. You know, you score your first touchdown as a rookie, and you forget about the ball. And so, yeah, I should have let it spin a little more. It was a really good spin. It had a lot of RPMs on it, but the good thing about me or being able to play receiver is a lot of these plays, like Henry Ruggs against the Jets, Bryan's first touchdown, I get front row seat. Like, I'm right there just watching it. I have the best view in the house, and so I'll be able to file that in my memory bank and tell his kids about it one day.
Again, Hunter Renfro joins us here. 13 Minutes with Hunter Renfro, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. And Hunter, you mentioned the young guys coming in this year, the fact that they didn't have an offseason. And I'm tired of asking them, and I know you're tired of answering them, but this will be the last time, and that is, I don't think people understand, you know, the rhythm of a normal offseason. Because some people say, well, yeah, OTAs, you're not hitting people, you're not doing this. But the whole kind of routine of what you went through your rookie season with the Raiders before COVID and having all of those off-season events, that was a really big deal for you, wasn't it, not to have that, especially for those
absolutely.
Younger players?
And the plays are one thing, and we can get to that. I mean, Gruden's he likes to have a lot of words, and which is a good thing. We're able to get and do a lot of stuff because of it, but it's taxing on the mind. But I would say the biggest thing to me in the off season is just getting to know your teammates. You know, I mean, you show up August 1st and you don't know anybody, as opposed to being able to have all summer develop those relationships, knowing who you can count on, who you can go for advice. That's a big deal. So when you come middle of training camp and you're struggling or you need some advice or you just need to talk to somebody, you have those people you can talk to. And so it's weird. It was weird for them. It was good for me because I had that, but I can't imagine not having that side of things. And hopefully the rookies this year will have it. So we'll see.
This season, Darren Waller broke Tim Brown's record for franchise catches. And, I mean, that's a Hall of Famer we're talking about, Tim Brown. How big was that celebration in the locker room, not only for the victory, but for what Darren Waller has accomplished on and off the field the last two seasons with the Raiders?
Yeah, that dude is a baller. Like, half the game I'm just watching and admiring how good he is. I'll run my route knowing it's going to Darren, and I'll just – talk to the safety or DB and say, that dude's just unstoppable. And they, every single one of them agrees. They're like, yeah, you can't stop him. That's just how good he is. But that's a credit to how hard he works. Such a team guy. Everyone loves him, what he's been through, what he brings every day. Just one of the more special people I know. Cares about everyone. And so it's awesome to see a guy that works that hard and is so nice to everyone succeed. And you really cheer for those guys. So it was cool to see that record be broken, but it couldn't go to a more deserving guy.
Hunter, and I know the biggest measurement for a professional football player is team victories and what you guys do as a team. No. But back when I saw you, when you were doing the event for the Dairy Council of Nevada at Rancho High School back after last season, I asked you the question, you know, after year one, what did you learn and what did you want to get better at? The one thing you told me right off the top was you wanted to learn to get stronger. You hurt your ribs in your first season and you said, hey, I just need to get stronger. I need to get in better shape. Talk about how you look so far. And I know you have to have some time to look at it. The season just ended yesterday. Mm-hmm. But how did you do in that area? And what do you think about that goal that you set for yourself last year about getting stronger?
Yeah. I think I still need to get stronger. I think that's still a goal, and that will be a goal for some time now. But as you get stronger, you become more durable. And so for me, I wanted to get stronger, so I can play stronger and play faster, but so I can just be on the field when my teammates need me late in the season. And thankfully, I was able to play in all the games, and I didn't miss any practices. And so that was a personal goal I was able to accomplish. But, I have a – every week I have two notebooks. I have a notebook where I have game plan. I have a notebook where I see something I want to work on in the off season. I jot it down, and so I have a big list of things I need to work on come a couple weeks from now. I'll probably take a little break, but got a whole long list of things I need to get better at, and so I'm excited to tackle them head on and be a better player next year so we can ultimately have more wins like you talked about earlier.
Is one of the goals for next season to be able to get a couple more flags thrown in your direction and your favor by the officials instead of getting drilled in the back and not getting the call?
I'm planning on going and catching it and getting the flag, so that's my goal for next season.
Nice.
So we'll see. Who knows? You know, play for the Raiders.
Now, Hunter, I know we'll have you on the next few weeks for a show before we say goodbye to you for the whole season. But I know as you go into the off season, of course, you have the impending birth of your first child, and we'll be eager to see that happen. But clearly, you're going to have to shift some of your focus to beating the other guys at golf. Are you going to beat Derek? Is he better than you at golf? Are you getting close? I know Foster Moreau. You guys were climbing mountains last year. What are you looking forward to outside, of course, of the start of your family? Oh, we lose him? We lost him. He hung up on me.
Your 13 minutes was up, brother.
He's like, man, you're 13. If you'd like 13 more minutes, please deposit 25 cents.
Yeah, man, that was like a prison phone, man. Like, you know, you have $7 left on your phone. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, Jack, you only got 10 seconds left. And then
you kept talking. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. We'll see if Chris can get him back to say goodbye. But that's funny. That's too funny.
You got that prison phone treatment.
But remember, Hunter and Foster Moreau were like climbing mountains last year after golf. So I got to find out if they're going to do that again. Hunter, you there?
Hey, look, man, once that baby's born, he ain't going to be doing nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
He's going to be in the house, maybe getting a little bit of film work in, and rest is going to have that baby wrapped around his hand.
Yeah, so there you go. Hunter, sorry we lost you there, man. And we were just talking about the off season. Now, Q says you're not leaving the house with the new baby. I'm saying you're going to get out and golf with the guys a little bit. Who are you going to who are you going to take on? Like, who's the guy you want to overcome this year in golf? Is it Derek or is it somebody else?
Yeah, so me, Derek, Nate Peterman, quarterback, Marcus Mariota, Daniel Carlson, we have a good group, but I'm going after Derek. Derek, I think, is probably the best on the team right now by a couple strokes. So I don't know if I'm going to have to just get better trash talker, get in his head a little more, but I'm going to have to find a way. But we're gonna get after it for sure.
Now, when is the next mountain climb challenge with Foster Moreau? Are you guys going to do that again?
I'm serious. I have been thinking about that because the golf pro told me 5 minutes. That was kind of the standard we'd set. And he was like, oh, you could probably do it in 4.5. And so I was like, all right, it's not going to be that bad. And so I bet Derek like $20 I could do it in five minutes or less. And it took me like 7. And it's been eating me up since that day. And so I was in such bad shape. So my goal for this offseason is right before the season next year, I'm going to do it in like less than 4 minutes. That's my goal. And So that's going to give me a little something to strive for and beat Foster.
I love that. That's a great nice. Offseason goal, man. And again, I know we'll talk to you for the next couple of weeks through January, and then you're done with us. But we'll talk some playoffs and things like that as we move forward in the NFL. We'd love to get your perspective on those games, including this weekend's upcoming wild card game. So we'll get your reaction to that and talk to you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you about the baby when that time comes as well.
Awesome. Thank you all again, as always. Appreciate it.
All right. There you go. Thank 13 you. Minutes with Hunter Renfro, brought to you by the Laborers Local 872. Always good to catch up with him. I love that he's got those off-season goals of climbing a mountain within under 4 minutes. You know, you got to have goals, man.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Got to have them.
And I love that he wants to beat Carr in golf. That's great, man. We got to keep track of that. Maybe they'll share some videos with us of the progress there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do the Q-tip, and then we're going to be joined by our good friend Salmon Ash, as we are every Monday at 3:45. You're with Q Myers, Scott Branson, Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.